Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. I've gotten a lot of emails and such regarding how do you know or recognize God's voice? What does God's voice sound like? Well, in John we're told, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." So when I first started, I wanted to hear God speak to me. I didn't know how to recognize his voice either, or what God's voice actually sounded like. It sounds very much like your own voice. I bought a lot of books and sermons looking for answers. The advice that I got was, "You will know when you know." And I was like, huh? So I just kept reading, and that thought kept coming back. You will know when you know, and you will hear him. Although this advice was true, it wasn't helpful to me at first. Now, I know hearing God is not just for pastors, preachers, and special spiritual people. I learned to hear God's voice on my own, and you can too. "My sheep hear my voice," Jesus said. So because we are his sheep, we can learn to hear his voice. You can learn to recognize when he speaks to you. One of the ways he speaks and his voice sounds familiar is when you're going about your day and all of a sudden, spontaneously, flowing thoughts are going through your mind, and then this one little bubble comes up, totally out of context. Of course, God's words to us always line up with his word already recorded in the Bible. God's thoughts to us will come spontaneously. Jesus himself lived from an inner flow of thoughts and pictures from his Father, and we read that in John 5:19-20. In contrast, though, we recognize that our human thoughts flow in a reasonable, logical way. So you look at the time, and it's lunchtime, and you're like, oh, I should eat something. And then as you're eating, you're like, I should probably have some fruit. And then you're like, I should make sure I drink enough water today. These are your logical pattern of thoughts. When you begin to hear God's voice, you may look at the clock and see it's noon, and then he'll drop a thought into your mind like, I will take care of all your needs, just as I said I would. God's thoughts flow peacefully and easily to you in the first person of I. Then you will feel his love and care, and you'll probably tear up because you'll realize that's not something you would say to yourself. So what this means is you must be open to little interruptions in your regular thoughts that flow and begin to recognize spontaneous flowing thoughts that come to you. So I just want to leave that with you today. And hope this helps you discovering and recognizing the voice of God. Blessings. Bye-bye.